Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. In a significant development that underscores India's growing influence in the Indian Ocean region, Seychelles has formally joined the Colombo Security Conclave, expanding this crucial security architecture from a trilateral mechanism to a six-nation framework. First, let's understand why this development is making headlines. Seychelles' membership broadens India's Indian Ocean region security architecture, aligning it with India's Sagar vision and the newer Mahasagar initiative. This evolution marks a significant milestone in the journey of the Colombo Security Conclave, which began in 2011 as a small trilateral mechanism involving India, Sri Lanka, and Maldives, focused on narrow maritime security concerns in the northern Indian Ocean. What makes this significant is that the initial meetings were modest, primarily coordinating Coast Guard operations and countering piracy. The mechanism was effectively dormant for several years before being revived and restructured in 2020 as the Colombo Security Conclave, with an expanded mandate and secretariat. Mauritius joined in 2021, Bangladesh in 2022, initially as an observer and later as a full member, and now Seychelles in February 2026 completes the current six-nation configuration. It is worth pausing here to note that the permanent secretariat is located in Colombo, Sri Lanka, a deliberate choice that underlines the inclusive, non-India-centric character of the grouping, even as India is clearly its strategic anchor. The six members of the conclave each bring unique strengths and strategic importance. India, as the security provider, intelligence sharer, and capacity builder, drives the conclave's operational substance through its Coast Guard, Navy, and NSA-level engagement. Sri Lanka, as the geographic heart of the Indian Ocean, controls sea lanes between the Arabian Sea and the Bay of Bengal, making its partnership critical to countering Chinese port investments, such as Hambantota, with active security cooperation. Maldives, sitting astride critical sea lanes between India and Southeast Asia, creates institutional anchors that survive political transitions through its CSC membership. Mauritius commands the southwestern Indian Ocean, with an exclusive economic zone of 2.3 million square kilometers, giving it disproportionate maritime importance, and it also has a large Indian-origin diaspora, making it a natural partner. Bangladesh, the largest new member, has a Bay of Bengal coastline of approximately 580 kilometers and a shared eastern maritime border with India, making maritime security cooperation essential. Additionally, Bangladesh's growing shipbuilding capacity creates potential for defense industrial cooperation. Seychelles, an archipelago of 115 islands in the western Indian Ocean with an exclusive economic zone of 1.37 million square kilometers, is a critical node for tracking vessel traffic between the African coast, the Gulf, and the Strait of Malacca. India has already built infrastructure on Assumption Island in Seychelles, a Coast Guard facility. Now, let us examine the five pillars of CSC cooperation. The conclave operates across defined pillars: maritime security, which involves coordinating patrol operations, vessel monitoring, and information sharing on non-traditional threats, counterterrorism and radicalization, which includes intelligence sharing and law. For mains, focus on India's Indian Ocean diplomacy, the Sagar vision, China's string of pearls versus India's security architecture, and the net security provider role of India, as well as the CSC as a regional security mechanism.